Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? It's your boy Stevie Mac getting down with the get down like we always do around about this here time. What's crack-a-lacking? Now, I had set some audio to automatically play, and I guess the audio didn't get the memo. You didn't get the memo, huh? I'll show the likes of you. Like, I had to pull a Humphrey Bogart on my own damn audio, on my own damn show. Mm-hmm. As you know, we are well over 1,500 episodes of Stevie Mac Radio in the bag. And we got them in the bag, baby. And so what we're doing tonight is a special show. Let me see. I got to go to the bookmarks and find the show. And we're going to work it on out and play for you the Thursday night rant. As you so deserve. I met someone today, very interesting individual who I'm going to bring on the show, and we're going to talk about health being wealth. But you know, I always tell you that health is wealth. We're going to talk about some more stuff other than just your health being your wealth. How, quite possibly, you know, there's people gearing to make you unhealthy. Is that possible? Is that possible that you're being set upon to be unhealthy? we're gonna find out, ain't we? And once we do find out, you're gonna show appreciate it. So without further ado, Thursday night rant.
Brothers and sisters.
Broadcasting live right now from the L.A. Haunted Hayride, getting down with the get down, 50,000 megahertz, baby, fool. Like I said, this is a Thursday night rant, and this is how we're going to be doing it. We're up live in Griffith Park at the old L.A. County Zoo. Now, this is the old zoo, and I mean all the caves and cages and everything is corridoring off, and there's all sorts of monsters and ghouls and body parts laying everywhere, and there's a haunted hay maze, a church, and I mean everything is off the chain up here, man. So this is how we're doing it. We're going to do it like this the rest of October. Actually, it's Thursday through Sunday. You can go to LAHauntedHayride.com and find out how you can get tickets up here and group rates and VIP and whatnot. You want to check out your boy Stevie Mac is up here doing a damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in a little bit around the world and you just want to call in to listen in on the phone instead of online. You can call in the area code 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. During the month of October on Thursday, during Thursday night rant, you won't be able to come on the air because I'm not at the station. I'm not at the station. I don't have access to hack in and load you up and bring you in off the switchboard, but I can have you listen in on the Thursday night rant. What's going on with Crackalackin'? We got some of the guests up here, Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al. They've seen some of the stuff up here, and we also have characters from the show up here at the L.A. Haunted Hayride. And I'm going to go around and talk to some of the people that are up here at the L.A. Haunted Hayride. We got different characters, zombies, devil worshippers, clowns. I got a friend, my friend here, Johnny. Last year he played a character running around. Johnny, what are you playing this year?
This year I'm clown, Stevie Mac.
And how's that working out?
Oh, we're having a good time. We're scaring the pizzazz off of people.
What do you have to do as a clown?
You pretty much have to act like a complete fool. We do a lot of jumping. We're sort of like a jumping dean, if you will.
And what's been some of the funny stuff and reactions that you've seen from the people?
I've had people swing at me because they're scared. don't want to swear, right? I can't.
They're crapless.
They're crapless. And it's been pretty wild. We do a good job of jumping all over the place, so we always act like we're going to fall on people. I don't like that either. But it's fun. So you need to come down to Griffith Park and check it out. Go to Gelson's and get a $5 discount. You heard it here.
Yeah, so you can buy a piece of bubble gum, a $1 package of bubble gum, and get a $5 discount because the prices range from $25, $35, and $50. Those are the prices. You got the VIP at $50 when you get the hayride and the maze and rush to the front of the line ahead of everybody else who's looking at you going like, how the hell do they get to go to the front of the line? Who the hell are they? Well, there are people who pay $50, yeah. So you do that, and you get to just rush to the front of the line. Excuse me. And the $25 includes the hayride and the hay maze. And then there's the $35, and that's the hayride alone. There's also a carnival up there, a dark carnival. They got all sorts of Ferris wheels and upper cars and all sorts of crazy stuff, man. I'm sitting there looking at a young man with his face blown off. I'm not sure what character they got him playing. What's the name of that character?
Zombie EMT.
The Zombie EMT, yeah, his face is completely blown off. You can be freaked out when you see stuff like that. And that's what I'm talking about, man. So we got all sorts of ghouls and goblins over here. I'm going to be talking to some of the other members who are in the hay maze with me. In fact, we just had a hay maze debriefing. They want us to be scarier in hay maze. Man, who wants to scare it up? I mean, he was stabbing his hands. They want him to piss blood, I guess, in the hay maze. So it's going to be even scarier now. Crap in the pants is not scary now. They want crapping and puking at the same time. So we're at Stevie Mac Radio Live right now, Thursday night. I'm sitting here with a gentleman who's rat-a-tat tattered, all the cops scattered. What is your character?
Zombie.
Where are you located in the...
I'm in the hay stocks.
What's been some of the funny stuff that's happened?
Oh, just scaring the hell out of them. I was on TV Sunday night, you know, and just... really scaring the hell out of them, jumping out, and people really, they don't expect it when I come out there, and they see the boogeyman.
What's some of the stuff you say when you jump out?
Oh, they just scream. And
what do you say? Sounds like Jerry Lewis before a muscular dystrophy telephone. Listen, he looks the part. Let me tell you, if you see him coming at you, you're definitely going to be scared. I'm standing here also with a young lady who works with me in the hay maze. What do they call your character?
They call me Zipper Mouth Baby.
Zipper Mouth Baby. Now, is that mouth zipped up or zipped open?
It's open.
You said it like it was open for business. Yeah, so when you come in the hay maze, bring a dollar, because you might be able to get that zipper approached by. So she's all in a straight jacket, but the arms are loose, and she's got a head gear on. With a zipper mouth, and it looks like she was someone who escaped from an insane asylum. And what's been some of the weird encounters that you've had in that hay maze?
The weird encounters, I guess these young drunk guys like wanted to take me out. Yeah, it was weird. I'm looking pretty damn freaky, and they're like, "Yeah, let's go, baby."
You gotta be pretty desperate to try to invite a woman out who's in a straitjacket. Zipper mouth mask on, and I remember walking up on that, and they were like, "Yeah, so we gonna meet at the AMPM after the shit. We gonna be there. I'm gonna have a tall boy waiting for you." And I don't know what a tall boy was, whether you're talking about a twin or a beer. I tell them they weren't too drunk though. They like apparently you so damn attractive that people are even attracted to you in your pajamas and a straight jacket.
It just permeates.
Does this speak of anything about your past relationships?
Ooh. Now that's scary.
That's scary. That's about the scariest thing at the hayride. Thank you very much. So I'm also perusing the ground. I'm talking to very zombies, goblins, ghouls, devils, and whatnot. And here's a good friend of mine on Stevie Mac Radio. Tell him what your name is.
Hello, Stephen. My name's Winston, and I'm the ice cream man.
He's the ice cream man. Now, if you see the way he looks, when he said all that, he's wearing all white with a red bow tie, and his shirt is splattered with blood. He's got blood all like you have a milk mustache. He got a blood mustache with blood dripping and around his eyes. It's all red. But then he's got this gay YMCA hat on. It's a sailor hat with a rainbow on it.
All the boys and girls, that they're quite welcome to come down to my truck and help me make a nice red snow cone.
That sounds scary as hell. There are more ways than one. We're going to also make our way to the makeup trailer. We have the best damn makeup artist, Melissa, and her husband, Jason, in there, getting down, put to get down. As you recall, last year, I had to sit in makeup for at least an hour a day. Yeah, I had to sit in makeup for a whole hour before I could get out and go and do my thing as the barbecue man. So this year I'm not the barbecue man. I am, what you would call me, I am the medicine man this year. Yeah, so I got all kind of vials with fetuses in them and bugs and all kind of stuff like that. And I'm making my way around the makeup trailer now. There's actors strolling about in their various various stages of their costume. Some are in full regal and some are half-dressed. Half-dressed, not half-dressed as in their underwear, but half-dressed as in not fully made up yet. So we have a young lady here. What do they have you playing this year?
I am being axed.
And we're not talking about axe the body spray. We're talking about axe like a hat.
Right, they slice me up pretty good, take my heart and everything.
And she looks like the poster child for a Battered Women's Shelter, if you've seen it right now. She got like a black eye, a slash across her head, a bloody nose, and all this pajama type gear. Now, as I look at this man here, he's got a baboon in his hand, and half his face is falling off like lava. Have you pointed?
Well, I'm Mr. Clifton. I'm the zookeeper here at the zoo.
Okay, so he's a zookeeper, and he's got the last remnants of the zoo, which is a contorted baboon, morph-type creature who's eating his own damn arm off. But, and so it's an experiment that went wrong, right?
Oh, yeah, you chewed off my own face.
Off your face. Well, you know, that's not too far from real what happened in New York. Remember, the chimpanzee ripped the lady's face off, so. And then he's got Freddy Krueger claws on the top of his head, so he's been thoroughly kicked. And that's some of the things we got going over here. And we also have Michael. Michael played a zombie last year, and he's doing awesome as a zombie this year. This time they got his face half smeared off with an eye missing. What's different this year than from last year?
For me or for everyone?
Oh,
well, for me, like, last year I was playing a pretty zombie. They wanted me to be, like, a pretty zombie. But I didn't like it because I want a zombie to be, like, disgusting and gross and gnarly. So this year they actually gave me my wish, and they tore half my face off, and I love it because I gotta tell people I just ate my face. So. I'm located at the Gothic Church, and we're the first station on the stop of the tour, and we set off the hayride the right way.
I love the way he said we set off the hayride. That's the first thing you see, so they give you everything over there. I'm talking, I'm not going to blow it by telling you everything that you're going to see there. So when you get up here, and we want you to get up there, you go to LA100Hayride.com and get those tickets and come on down there. You're going to be thoroughly impressed with what you see. This is your boy Stevie Mack doing it live right here. Patricia's going to speak for herself.
Okay, well, Michael, I'm the greeter. Well, I'm a Jamaican greeter. So the main thing is to get the people going and get the first scare. I love it. But in a Jamaican accent, kind of like a voodoo kind of woman, an Obia kind of princess. So you need to come down. It's Griffith Park. And come and see us at the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride. We'll be waiting.
And we have devil worshippers here now. When I first saw the thing, they said, we're going to have devil worshippers. I'm like, oh, I see that devil. No, I see the people that say, yeah, devil worshippers. What do you think you look like in this costume?
I look like I worship devil.
See, I look like I worship devil. And what she does look like that. It looks like, do you remember the cone heads on Saturday Night Live? Yeah, well, that's cool. Like, it's like the cone heads without the cone. It's, but I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot more spooky than that. They got some, they proper looking devil worshippers too. I mean, like the devil worshippers seem to do aerobics or something because they're all fit and trim and whatnot. But they have a big fat devil worshipper, but I am the big fat guy meandering around the hayride doing a damn thing like that there. And so we got several women in charge who runs the hayride, and the hayride is off the chain. We got Melissa trying to get away from me in the car right there. She saw me coming. Now, we have a young lady here who we call Hey Girl. We're on Stevie Mac Radio Live right now. I want you to tell them a little bit about your experience here at the Hayride, how fun it is and whatnot. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about this part.
I'm actually a moss monster, and you can't see me coming because I'm camouflaged. And I creep down like a spider, and I get down beside her, and then I come at him with a shovel.
And he's showing up, don't be scared, because she's in the hay maze, actually. And I'm telling you, boy, you come through there, we're going to scare the heck out of you in the hay maze. We got a young lady here who's running the show, practically, man. I mean, she's spinning on all wheels, and she can tell you about where you can get discounts and whatnot for the hayride. This is Melissa.
Hi. Oh, hey, this is Melissa Carpenter with Valley Haunted Hayride. So we are out here at the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride. We are opening in about 45 minutes, and anybody who wants to come can go grab a discount, a $5 off discount coupon offer at Gelson's. Go in, and with any purchase, you will find a $5 off discount on your Gelson's receipt. In addition to that, if you're a Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt fan, you can bring your Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt receipt to the ticket window and get an additional dollar off your ticket price. And then we always offer group discounts of $3 with a group of 20 or more. So the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride is in full effect and about to get really busy. So if you're out there, buy your tickets ASAP. And back to Stevie Mac. Come on down.
Well, can I combine the Tutti Frutti discount with the Yelkin discount and get $6 off? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm actually glad you asked that so that we're clear. No, there are no combination of discounts. So it's one discount offer per ticket. So if you're going to pick one, I'd pick the Yelkin.
That's what I would say. Thank you. I would say pick the Gelson's discount, go in there and buy some, support the vendor and whatnot, and come on down here. As the sun is setting and the fog is setting in, this is going to be an awesome night. We're going to be here till the 31st of the month. Now, right now, Thursday through Sunday. And on Thursdays, we're open from 7 to 11:30, and then on Saturdays and Fridays, it's going to be until midnight, right? So 1 a.m. I'm trying to say midnight so I can get out of here, but she said 1 a.m. Yeah, we'll be here at 1 a.m., so come on down, and I get the Jesus scary. And I got a group of kids coming down here. They was here last year, in fact, and they said it was the most frightening thing. They was hiding in the hayride and didn't even want to show their faces. You had to, like, pry them apart so that they can see the monsters and ghouls and goblins. If you're under 8 years old, we suggest go through the hay maze or the carnival. The hayride is that scary. And if you're a grandparent, bring your depends, because we are going to scare the crap out of you, and this is what we do down here at the hay. I'm going through the makeup trailer right now and talk to some of the people that we see in there getting made up. We got a few minutes left in this broadcast, about six more minutes before I get out of here. I definitely want to come in here and holler at our special effects makeup artists who are hard at work and getting down, quick to get down. How are you, brother? What do they got you playing this year?
What's that? You're on the radio. What do they got you playing this year?
More fun than last year. That's for sure.
Getting down, quick to get down. Jason, did you want to say something to the people out there in Radio Land about special effects makeup and how long you've been doing it?
Well, we've been doing it now for about 2 or 3 years, and you won't see any better special effects makeup unless you come to Los Angeles Haunted Hayride.
He's got a website as well where you can see some of the people that they've done, not only on this set, but in movies, television shows, and whatnot. In fact, if you remember last year, the picture I posted on my Facebook page, for those of you who are fans of Facebook, if you're not, become a friend over there, facebook.com/comedianStevieMac, and you'll see their work on there and at the LA Haunted Hayride site. Well, my face was burnt half off like I'm the barbecue man. Well, that's one of the premier pictures on their website. I think it's still there. So tell them what your website is.
It is Where's My Head FX. That's it.
blurred F and the X, right? You cannot not remember that. Where's my head FX? And that's where you want to go to see Melissa and Jason's work. I'm talking about Off the Chain. And we have my friend here and compatriot in the hayride as well. We're also in the hay maze. Tell them what your job is.
Scare the hell out of you. The pumpkin.
You probably thought he said the pumpkin. He said the pumpkin. He plays the pumpkin farmer in the hay maze. And I'm not going to tell you where he's situated, but you guarantee to get him staring at it once he jumps out at you. In fact, we just spruced up the hay maze tonight and made it extra scary. And we got here a gentleman who happens to be 6'11". And tell him how you got this job.
Just being the big man that I am.
Big scary man.
Oh, yeah, with my brother. Went to the audition with my brother, and he actually was auditioning and gave me the job.
So his brother was auditioning. Let that be a lesson to you out there. If you go on for an audition, don't take nobody with you. And if you remember, Tupac went to the audition with Luke Tretch from Naughty by Nature for the movie Juice. And Tupac just went to the audition with Tretch as a friend. And Tupac actually got the lead role in the movie. And Tretch, I don't even think Tretch was a Juice, so he had to be pissed off. Same with this young man here. He went to the audition with his brother, and he got the job instead of his brother. Now we have Cynthia here, beautiful young lady who's doing costume. Cynthia, tell people, how tough is this job?
Well, for once, I don't have to worry about an actor being bloody or being torn up. For once, it's actually a good thing. So I'm having an awesome time, having a blast.
Is this Strawberry Blonde? She's a Strawberry Blonde, beautiful, tall, taller than me. I mean, you wouldn't expect her to be dressing people up like creatures of the night, but she's doing a damn good job up here. And I got to tell you, we got a young man up here named Prince William E. Morris. It sounds like a dancer and a figure company all combined together. He's playing a Medusa. How did you get that role?
Well, it's pretty simple. All I have to do was snap at a few people.
And when you see him come out as Medusa, you are going to trap your pants. We got all sorts of characters up here. This is your boy Stevie Mac broadcasting live out of Griffith Park at the old L.A. County Zoo on Stevie Mac Radio.
And so we're going to close the show out by telling the truth. First truth is visit StevieMac.com, StevieMac.com, for more information on where I'm going to be at and what's happening with Stevie Mac TV and the Inglewatch animated series. And then we tell you the truth, which is the world is
listening.
Radio.